This is the Morning Drive Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Three balls, two strikes, the bull frothing at the mouth, awaiting the pitch, and he swings and drives one down the right field line. Vigil going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. Smith can touch them all. A home run for Stephen Smith right down the line, just to the left of the fair pole, and Texas Tech surges in front in the top of the ninth on the 10th bomb of the year for the bull, Stephen Smith.
6:32 this morning here on the Morning Drive. Good morning with Chris Nate, who's in for Jamie Lynn and Jeff McGuire. I'm Chuck Hines. We'll have Red Raider baseball on the air for you tonight in 11 hours as the Red Raiders take on Kansas from Hoagland Ballpark there in Lawrence. And we'll have first pitch just after 6 o'clock. All right, Sneed, what's your take on this Red Raider baseball team right now?
They are having a pretty good season despite every obstacle injury put in the way. They're cobbling together of this season. Last weekend was nothing short of amazing. Based on the fact that you lost four in a row,
you'd lost four in a row by just a handful of runs.
Yeah, but you'd lost four in a row. You were in eighth place in the league. You got yourself into fifth, and with a little bit of help, you'd have been in second. But I think that this team is. They're different team at home than they are on the road.
Why is that?
Just sleeping in your own bed, comfort, just people cheering for you, not against you. You know the ballpark. It things just happen differently for you. That's not unique to Texas Tech. Lots of teams are way different at home than they are. Most teams have a winning home record.
And some of it's the size of the ballpark and the weather conditions and how much the ball's carrying or not carrying.
No, I don't necessarily know that. Dan Lawfield is known as kind of a launching pad.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. But some aren't.
Last week, it played big. Mm-hmm. It played really, really big last week. The home runs that were hit out of there were, I think there were four home runs hit last weekend, and all four of them were – no doubters. Very few parks they don't get out of. This team to cobble together the pitching performances of the weekend as they did when you're short, and Jamie's feature right now that's running on the on 97.3 is
Double T 97.3.
Yes. Spot on right now because you take four guys out of that your pitching rotation and bullpen help, and you're asking guys that you weren't counting on a month ago to be guys for you. Zach Erdman, guys like that. Do you think that they want to run Hudson loose out there? No, they don't. They have to run Hudson loose out there sometimes. And that's the problem, and it's not that he's not talented; he's just not ready to be in that position right now. And you lost a guy to a freak injury, in Trombello. Tabor Fast has got an arm injury. I'm assuming. I don't know, but you figure you don't have him again. Zane Petty, same thing. And then Parrish is a guy that was at least a hand for you. But, we haven't seen him, and it remains to be seen if we will again this year. But, he's already spent some time on the shelf this year and a second
Zane
time.
Zane Petty appears to be lost for the season.
Yeah, I think all four of those guys are without knowing anything. And just the fact that you've gone 2 or 3 weeks without seeing some of these guys means you're probably done and put up. Have you seen him in the dugout? You know, you've seen a lot of guys just wearing sweatpants and hoodies in the dugout right now.
So, you know, you look at this this team. What surprised you the most last week? Was it Kyle Robinson going seven? Was it scoring 15 runs on Friday night?
I think what surprised me the most was when they went and they just bludgeoned the second starter for West Virginia. That's their dude. A guy had gone three complete games, and he had been dominant. He's their donkey, and Tech just bludgeoned him. And his last three starts were complete games, and I believe he won two of those games, and well, that's not true. He didn't go complete and win one game, but. He did have his last two starts in the Big 12 for complete game, nine inning wins. And, he can't get out of the fifth. And, I mean, just beat him about the head and shoulders. And the fact that they just, you know, the other thing that surprised me the most was how fast West Virginia punted on Friday. Then they got down, you know, 8-2 and just folded the tents. I mean, they started running pinch hitter and pinch hitter and pinch hitter. And, you know, I thought, good gosh, these guys are just giving up the ghost right now.
So are you bullish on this team? Are you still frustrated by this team?
No.
Skeptical of this team?
I'm not skeptical of this team. I mean, I will tell you, I've had the full gamut of emotions on this team from, hey, this team is going to be a really good team. And I started the year off thinking this team has a chance to get all the pieces, all the parts. If these guys perform, they have a chance to get to Omaha. And as the season went along, I mean, we saw things that were concerning. And, you know, one of the first things that was concerning was that Zane Petty was not getting outs. And that was concerning to me. I wondered after his second start if he's got something. Has he got a little bit of an injury that he's fighting through or something like that? And it made me nervous. Tabor Fast, they said he got a late start into this season, and it seemed like he never got there. And I think
got caught up. Yeah,
I think they just shut him down because you put a red shirt on him and go down there. But I've run the gambit, you know, and my friends will tell you, I thought this team's, God, we're never going to win another game. And, you know, after this weekend, I started to allow myself to dream again. And then we got Tuesday.
The Morning Drive Podcast from Double T 97.3 is presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Local winning word shortly, but first it's 4/26/26, April 26th. It's 8 months from Boxing Day. Here's Chris Sneed with This Day in Sports History, a special edition.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you.
The drama sometimes is just worth the theater.
Thank you, Jeff. Today is April the 26th, year of our Lord, 2024. Chuck, you know what? Mm-hmm. We are all going to make it.
Yeah.
Mine's wrong. All right. On this day, Chuck.
Proven that like decades ago.
I know, 26 years ago, 24 years ago. We proved it. On this day, Chuck, in 1941, a tradition begins.
Not quite 26 years ago.
Yes. 24 years ago, Chuck.
No.
2,000 years ago? Doesn't matter. It does not matter, Chuck.
Wasn't the Mayans 2012?
Does not matter, Jeff.
Well, never let the facts get in the way of a good story. Go ahead, Chris.
1941, Chuck. Mm-hmm. A new tradition begins. Okay. Do you know what that tradition was in baseball?
President throws out the first pitch?
No, the first organ at a baseball stadium.
Oh, first organ. I love the organ at the baseball game.
Do you know what stadium that was in?
Was it Comiskey Park?
Almost. Chicago. Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field, okay.
Yes. 1961, Roger Maris hits home run number one.
Number one.
Of 61 homers in 1961.
It's a late start for him.
I know. He only played 154 games. 1983, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
They had a draft.
Six quarterbacks. I'm still Billy Bitter at the Chiefs not selecting Dan Marino, selecting Todd Blackledge. I was mad about it then. I'm still mad about it today. The Chiefs had selected Dan Marino. They probably would have won a Super Bowl before, you know, the 50 years it took him to go in between Super Bowls.
I see Todd Blackledge at a lot of games, and I walk up to him, and I say the same thing. I say, hey, Todd, it's good to see you. He goes, hey, good to see you too, Chris. And I go, I always like to see you because I know when you're here, it's a big game.
Oh, man, I don't care for him on the broadcast.
I like it. I don't know what he sounds like on the broadcast.
He was a milquetoast guy to talk to, I'll just tell you that.
On this day, Chuck, 1983, Stanford quarterback John Elway was the first pick of the Baltimore Colts, and he immediately said, I'm not playing for you, and went to go play for the Yankees.
The picture of his dad standing in the background when Elway is talking to the media, he's smoking a cigarette, and he's got this scowl on his face, his arms crossed, and Elway's almost got the same look on his face as his old man.
Yeah, Jack Elway.
Yeah.
1990, Texas Ranger Nolan Ryan ties Bob Feller's record of pitching 12 one-hitters in a 1-0 win over the White Sox at Arlington Stadium.
Should I just fire everybody up and give him my... He's a 500 pitcher. He's a 500 pitcher.
Had a lot of walks, too, by the way.
He was not big game Bob. I'll just say that.
5,000 strikeouts, Chuck. 1992, Chuck. Ozzie Smith steals his 500th base. Ozzie Smith stole his 500th base on this day.
The Wizard.
Yes. There's a great picture of Will Clark sliding into second base and taking out Ozzie Smith, and Ozzie Smith and Jose Oquendo going in there and just beating the tar out of Will Clark.
He was kind of a punk anyway.
Will Clark?
Yeah.
I always thought that. I didn't like him that much until I got the minute at the Hall of Fame. He's actually kind of a cool dude.
He's still kind of a punk, though.
And he... Hey, he'll call you up. Hello, Snead, Will Clark. How you doing, Will?
He's just pandering to you.
He didn't need to pander to me. You know, in his Thunder and Lightning 30 for 30, you know what he's wearing?
No.
His College Baseball Hall of Fame t-shirt.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, I was loving that. It's pretty sweet. 1996, Chuck, former Red Raider pitcher Mark Brandenburg gets the first Texas Tech pitcher to win in the Major League in a 5-4 Rangers win over the O's. He went one inning and a third and gave up one walk. Love that. I love Mark Brandenburg. He's put me on the pass list back in the day before I had season tickets. He was my guy.
At Dan Lawfield.
Yeah, before I had season tickets, when I was on the pass list, he was my guy. 2019 on this day, number 15, Texas Tech baseball erupts for 6 runs in the third and stymies the Cowboys with a season-high 17 strikeouts to take a 12-4 victory over the number 16 Oklahoma State Cowboys in the series opener in front of a sold-out stadium.
You could use some strikeouts tonight.
Probably should. Chuck, it is National Pretzel Day. Where do you stand on the pretzel, with or without salt?
Well, I just like the cocktail pretzels. I'm not into
the... Are you not
like
a stadium pretzel guy?
No, I'm not.
How do you feel about the dots?
Out on the dots, too.
You and I can't be friends. Born on this day, former Red Raider basketball player Mark Davis, 51 years old.
Okay.
Born on this day, former Red Raider baseball player and cancer survivor Chad Bettis.
Okay.
And I saw Chad at Globe Life.
Played for the Rockies.
He was there. I have his jersey from Tech, and I told him I would send it to him. I'm going to send it to him. Also born on this day, Channing Tatum, 44 years old.
Okay.
Magic Mike. Born on this day, Aaron Judge, 32. Born on this day, Kevin James, Tom Welling, Carol Burnett, she's 91. Mike Scott, 69. And Cole Beasley, 35. Dead on this day, still dead. Lucille Ball. I love Lucy. She died. 77 years old.
With a cigarette in her hand, probably.
And on this day, 1986, the world's worst nuclear power plant accident occurs at Chernobyl nuclear power plant station in the Soviet Union. 32 people died and dozens more suffered radiation burns in the opening days of the crisis. Blah, 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 blah. That is this day in sports.
History. All right, time for your lucky local winning word, if you're still with us. Your chance to win money from Double T97.3 in the Home Zone, making your house a home. Okay. your opportunity to do that is you have to go to DoubleT973.com and enter in the lucky local winning word. Your lucky local winning word at 6:45 this morning, which is now 6:52 this morning, is Tigers. T-I-G-E-R-S. Detroit Tigers.
You could have gone ahead of that. We could have done this earlier.
No, this is how we do this.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not just sure how you want. I tell you, mm-hmm. rewarded the listeners. I tell, like I did when I did the commencement address at Tech. I told them, guys, you did all the work. Now the only thing between you and your degree is me. I said, I'll be brief.
Were you?
I was. Okay. 11 minutes and 32 seconds.
Okay. 6:45. It is Tigers. Tigers is your lucky local winning word, and your chance to win cash is coming up on June the 20th or next Tuesday. June the 20th will be at Two Docks with the Home Zone, making your house a home. They're going to give you $2,500. Somebody's going to win that, okay?
It could be you.
Could be you. But you got to enter to play, okay? We'll have Texas Tech baseball on the air for you tonight as they take on Kansas at Hoagland Ballpark, formerly Quigley Field. When they built
formerly
it,
Quigley Field.
Formerly Quigley Field. When I went to school there, it was Quigley Field. E.C. Quigley, he was the baseball coach.
Oh.
And then they got some people to do more than just have stands because there was no press box. But you know what would happen is, and this was KU back in the day, the fraternities would bring in a keg of beer and just put it down the third base line and invite everybody over. You just bring a keg of beer to the ball game.
Whatever gets you to the ballpark, right?
It's whatever gets you to the ballpark. Right.
Remember when we had the left field lounge?
Yeah.
That's, you know, it kind of started nice and innocently out there. And then the fraternities and sororities started showing up there. And mm-hmm. yeah.
Are you saying it wasn't so nice and innocent all of a sudden?
Well, a keg got rolled in there and it was, I mean.
Not so nice and innocent anymore.
No. And the, you know, we're playing TCU, and somebody in there starts wearing out the TCU left fielder and talking about his girlfriend, who went to Tech and happened to be sitting out there.
Oh, well, sometimes bad things happen, right?
Yeah, I know.
It's unfortunate.
The Morning Drive podcast from Double T 97.3 is presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
That music can mean one thing and one thing only on The Morning Drive. It's time for the fastest growing game show in the country. Take versus take.
Okay. Huh?
Gentlemen, I have the questions. I will be awarding the points, okay. And you two will be the combatants.
Okay.
Which one of you would like to go first?
I'll let Sneed go first.
I was going to let Age Before Beauty.
I'll let Sneed go first.
Gentlemen,
okay.
It's a surprise rolling one deep weekend. While plan A doesn't start until noon, what is plan B?
Plan A doesn't start till noon?
You got nothing planned and
I
that doesn't
nothing
start until
planned
noon.
Till noon. So what am I doing? I'm rolling one deep, right? I am... let's see, where am I at?
Lubbock, Texas.
Okay.
Last time I checked.
Jeez. In Lubbock, Texas, I'm gonna roll deep one deep until noon.
It's a surprise rolling one deep, and you don't have anything planned until noon.
Okay.
What's the next thing you're doing?
I'm gonna I'm gonna get me some chow. I'm gonna probably go hit me some golf balls. There's going to involve a vodka cranberry in there. Closer to noon, probably more than one. I don't know. You know what? If there was a decent batting cage around here, probably go hit me up.
No, you would not.
I'd go to a batting cage.
When's the last time you went to a batting cage?
When's the last time we had a decent batting cage around here?
I don't know. Just telling you, you've not done that.
What?
Here in the last 5 years, you've not done that. Go to a batting cage.
Well, we don't have one to go to.
I think people would protest on that.
Wait a second. Hold up.
That's really kind of a non-answer.
I'm not a little leaguer. I'm going to probably go over and hit golf balls over at the local indoor. I mean, two-story golf place, and then I want to have me a vodka cranberry and get me a chow and enjoy that until I wait for plan A.
All right,
Chuck Hines.
So first of all, I'm gonna sleep in. I'm gonna get up at my own leisure.
That comes with the nothing in plan until.
Yeah, right. I thought that was assumed.
Okay, yes. that was
that's assumed.
And then I'm gonna make myself an omelet. Okay, it's gonna be a 2-egg omelet. Mm-hmm. Right, it's gonna have some bell pepper. It's gonna have some onion. It's gonna have some sausage. And then I'm gonna have a couple slices of bacon. Have a piece of raisin toast. Probably some chocolate milk. Hot cup of coffee. All right. Then I'm going to kind of tidy up. And then I'm going to go outside and I'm going to swim.
Okay.
And then...
So we can assume you're naked at this point.
I was not going to mention that at all. There was no reason to bring that up.
Well, when Chuck swims, he swims naked.
There was no reason to bring that up.
There's a reason for an 8-foot fence.
I know. I mean... And you're rolling one deep.
And I'm rolling one deep.
You're rolling one deep. Again.
Probably going to get in the hot tub after that.
I was in a pool! I was in a pool!
See, if you hadn't mentioned hot tub, I think I'd have given the point to Snead.
Yeah.
But getting to relax in the hot tub?
I don't have a hot tub to relax in.
I think Chuck gets the point.
Sorry about you.
I mean, I actually thought about saying I want to get up and make me a really greasy fried bologna sandwich. And I know you haven't had one of those in years. You don't want...
I don't care for any bologna.
You know what? I don't care for any bologna either, but I had one the other day.
Question number two for the one and only Chuck Hines.
Oh.
What movie set... would you want to have been on? You're not in the movie, you just to get to be on set while they're making it.
Mm. Mm. It's a pretty easy question, actually, for me, because I got to kind of live through that as a kid, but I would love to have been on the movie set of Apollo 13 and would love to have been in all facets of that, whether it was in Mission Control when they stirred the tank or in Mission Control when they were splashdowning into the ocean. So Apollo 13.
Chris Neat.
This is very hard for me because there's the two movies I really want to have been on the set of. One, Smokey and the Bandit. Or two, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Mm. And... but the one that really makes me mad, because I had a chance to be on the movie set of this, was Friday Night Lights.
And you weren't because?
I was not available. They were looking for officials to come down there and
be officials in the game.
And I couldn't go.
All right, so which one are you picking?
I'm going to probably say Smokey and the Bandit, just because you get to be around the Trans Am.
And Sally Field.
And Sally Field.
And Burt Reynolds.
No, and Sally Field.
I think I got to go with the Trans Am here, although the movie set for Apollo 13 would be pretty cool. So as almost like a rule, we end up going into question number three with everything on the line, Chris Need. You are making a meal to impress the other's wife. What are you making? Not impressing Chuck. You're impressing the lucky lady. What are you making?
I am going to make I'm going to make a world class leg of lamb, tri-broil to perfection. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. I've never made a leg of lamb, and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to grill up. I'm going to grill up some perfect fillet steaks, perfectly done, just a hair past medium rare. And then I want all the accoutrements and fixings that go with that. But then, at the end, I'm going to just make up the best Paula Deen's banana pudding, because that is, and she would love it because she is a woman of good taste. Obviously, she married Chuck Hines, so we know this. Hmm. But I'm gonna make some perfect fillets and just grilled to perfection, baked potato on the side with all the fillets, asparagus, the whole thing.
Chuck, you're cooking for Mrs. Snead.
What I'm going to cook for Mrs. Snead is some barbecue grilled chicken, and the chicken will be breasts and thighs. All right, with
just what I like.
Okay, right, and then a little barbecue sauce on the top. Then we'll have some veggies that I'll put on the grill. Okay, mm-hmm. Zucchini, bell pepper. You know, have some little chef magic in there. Little that, and then the other thing we're going to do is we're going to have roasted corn, okay? And the roasted corn will be on the charcoal grill as well. You dunk it in water halfway through to keep it nice and moist, all right? So then you have that. And then just kind of a little side, have some turkey sausage just so you can have just a little bit of an appetizer before the chicken. And then we're gonna top that off with some key lime pie with whipped cream on top.
If you had key lime pie, you won me over. But I would tell you. I mean, I can't give you the point. But when you rolled the key lime pie out there, you lost Mrs. Snead.
You lost Mrs. Snead with key lime pie.
Yeah, she's not a big fan.
Well,
you didn't know it going in. And here's the catch.
And here, he can't reveal that.
I'm sorry.
To the
judges. I'm not trying to.
Here's the catch. He can reveal that the key lime pie would have lost Mrs. Snead because you are trying to cook for her. And didn't ask her, is there anything she doesn't like?
Oh, for God's sake.
You could have. So Snead gets the point and the win. Oh, unofficial tally, 1-0.
Oh, wow.
On the morning.
Wow.
That makes me Billy bitter.
Because
I could have said that about the lucky lady, that she really prefers a ribeye versus the filet.
Well, you didn't, though. She's too nice for a lady to say, I don't want this.
You don't care for that. Right? 7:24 this morning here on the morning drive. That was the first ever.
If Jeff is also
trying to recreate the mojo of last week so that the Red Raiders can go sweep, which I'm all for.
I don't know that that's going to happen because of that.
Well, he's had the highlights. We had highlights last week. They played take versus take during one of the shows last week. So.
We're playing take versus take today because you two are here, and I thought you'd enjoy it.
Yeah, no,
Friday.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
As long as there's, I mean, I'm kind of wondering if there's a, oh boy, I'm scared now.
Yeah.
I said expect the unexpected.
Oh boy.
Sherry Vodka Sour, what are we, freshmen in college?
Wait a second. Did anyone say Sherry Vodka Sour? I said vodka cranberry soda.
Okay. 7:25.
This is the Morning Drive Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
The 1-2 pitch. Got him! Texas Tech has won the shootout. Adios, Cowboys. Hello, Omaha!
Jamie's question of the day on Double T 97.3, presented today by someone not named Jamie, is brought to you by Kinetico of West Texas.
All right, gentlemen, around here, we are very, very familiar with the term the year of suck.
Mm-hmm.
We know what it was. It was 2011. For those of you who don't know, you lose your bowl streak. Basketball had one conference win. Women's hoops lost in the very first round of the NCAA tournament that they hosted. And Tech baseball did not make the Big 12 tournament.
Big 12 tournament.
Not just the NCAA tournament, the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah. There were nine teams playing. One team didn't go.
That was the BS.
Yeah.
So in the spirit of the year of suck, how will you remember 2024? What will it be the year of?
That's interesting.
Keep in mind, it's not over yet.
It's not over yet. I mean, the only thing that you're going to get resolution on in 2024 is baseball and football.
Well, we've already gotten football and basketball's done. Like 2011,
the academic
2011,
year?
12, the academic.
Okay,
year.
All right. Okay, so
all of that was an academic year for the year of suck.
Okay. I'd like to think that basketball has a chance to continue its postseason streak. Football, I'm on record right now as saying I can make a strong argument for this team winning every game on its schedule right now, and I'm not backing off of that. I'm not saying they're going to go 12-0. I'm saying that this team could win every game on their schedule. I could probably make a pretty decent argument from losing about six of them too.
Hold that thought.
Mm-hmm.
I asked this incorrectly. My fault. How will 2023 be remembered?
Oh.
My bad. 2023. Back up the truck. Turn around. My fault.
You talking about last year?
Football last year, basketball last year, women's basketball last year, baseball this year. The year of suck for 2023.
It's not a year
of suck. And I say year, like the year of suck was football, basketball, basketball, baseball.
I think this is a year that you can look back on with some fond memories. I mean, obviously, basketball kind of ended with a thud in the first round, but hey, you ran into the buzzsaw that was out there. And, I mean, that team.
What are you talking about? In 2023, you fired your coach.
I'm not talking about, I'm talking about the way it ended. I'm talking about.
For the sake of this argument, and this is my fault, asked it badly, I apologize. We're starting with 2023 football day one. Mm-hmm. We are ending with the end of Red Raider baseball season that we are currently in. How will you remember this academic year?
Yeah, I'm going to remember this academic year as one that was, I thought it was a positive year. You got a bowl victory. You got to the NCAA tournament in a year where we weren't sure that we were going to get to the postseason. You got to the NCAA tournament, and you just ran into the biggest buzzsaw that happened to be in the tournament that year. Women,
you had a 9-game losing streak. It sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't great. You had success in golf. You had success in tennis to an extent. You won a national championship in track and field. Indoor, even though, and outdoor, you've got two top 10 programs.
Pending.
I think soccer had success. They got to the Sweet 16 in soccer. I think they got to the Elite Eight, didn't they? They lost to North Carolina at home, Elite Eight game. I'm gonna call this a successful year in athletics. It's definitely not a year of suck. It wasn't a year of stupendous, but it was a year of pretty good.
All right, I'll just say this. Football left you wanting more, even though you won a bowl game.
Okay.
Football left you wanting more because the disappointment of kind of what you thought the year was going to be started off with a thud, you know, with the loss at Wyoming. The home loss to Oregon, kind of what could have been. I think so football was really, for me, is more about what could have been, even though you went back-to-back with 5-4 seasons in the Big 12, so that shouldn't be taken lightly. I agree on the basketball. The basketball was better than expected, considering kind of where you started the year at, you know, the back half of it, you know, in terms of having to replace the coach and then basically rebuild the roster. So I think basketball on the men's side was a success. On the women's side, it was not, just because first you had a couple injuries that really devastated you at the beginning of the season. And then you had a really, really disappointing loss at Cincinnati where effort was really in question. You got a player concussed, and you had another player concussed in practice. That's coming off of it. Then you had a loss at BYU that was very disappointing. So you had a 9-game losing streak in there that you just could not get out of. And, you know, a season that you thought might end in it with an NCAA appearance. You don't even get a sniff at any kind of postseason appearance, so it was highly disappointing. This baseball season, I think, so far has been it's a roller coaster.
Hold up, and I'll let you finish. But it's not you did get a sniff. You chose not to participate in the WNIT.
No. The WNIT
drop down a row.
Yeah, the WNIT. I don't know that you would have been selected.
I think you'd have been selected. Well, you just didn't have a winning record.
Here's the problem is the other tournament superseded the WNIT. Yes. So it would have been like going to the – but here's the thing. That would not have been considered a win because you could have –
Well, I understand that, but, Chuck. And I'll let you continue, but I'll just say –
I'm just telling you.
You did have a chance to play in the postseason.
Not really. Okay. I'm just going to say not really because you chose you took yourself out of the running before you could even be in the running. And the other thing is you would not have been able to play at home because of the Journey concert.
I understand that. And okay. That's the point I was trying to make was but you took yourself out.
It would have been third tier. It would not have been equal to what it was the year before.
I agree.
Okay? Would have been third tier. Baseball. Baseball has been a roller coaster. It's been like riding, you know,
Judge Roy Scream.
Yeah, over at
Six Flags.
The baseball ride there in Arlington. So, and then the high of the year so far, I think, has been the indoor track championship.
Mm-hmm. We are all indoor track fans now.
Yeah. So I would tell you a little bit of good, a little bit of not, one little shining star.
Are you sad about that?
Yeah, was it the year that I thought you were going to have?
Wow, geez. What's it like in your household?
I thought you were gonna have a better football year. I thought you were gonna have a better women's basketball year, and I thought you were gonna have a better baseball year. So it's not the year that I thought you were gonna have.
Wow.
Your daily dose of sports and fun. This is the Morning Drive Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Man, I'm looking forward to the weekend. Got some stuff to do around the house, my backyard, getting ready for stuff next week. So hope that I can get some stuff done. Around my house. I know you're traveling, but that's okay.
I had to mow my grass on Tuesday because I won't see my grass again until next Wednesday.
Did you mow the front and the backyard? You did not. You only mowed the front, didn't you?
Yeah.
You only mowed the front.
Wait.
The only reason he mows...
I hate this narrative that you put out there, Chuck.
But it was so true at one point in time.
Would you have mowed your backyard if you were going to be in town?
I would have mowed my backyard if the sun wasn't going down. I mowed my lawn Tuesday at 8 o'clock after I'd got home from umpiring a baseball game, and I ate dinner.
Sounds like we need some music here.
Wow.
Not yet, because he was asked a question.
Okay.
You get the music when you go off.
No, I just get tired of this whole narrative that I mowed my front and backyard every time last year and the year before that and the year before that, Chuck. There was a couple of years when I didn't have time to mow my backyard, and I paid a local kid in the neighborhood.
What was that kid's name?
Colton Craddock.
Colton.
Colton Craddock, who's now married with his own kid. And he was a high school kid, and I paid him to mow my backyard because I didn't have time to do it, and he would come over and mow my backyard, and it was great. He did a great job. And then a couple of years ago, I didn't have time to mow my front yard, and so I paid another local kid, keeping the young economy going, mow the front and the back. Hey, even do the alley if you get a chance, kid.
Anyway, so that's what's on the agenda this weekend is get some stuff done. Red Raiders will be in action tonight, tomorrow afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. They'll take on Kansas. Ryan Free will start tonight for the Red Raiders and then go back to your regular rotation with Kyle Robinson on Saturday and Mac Ewer on Sunday.
Okay.
Should be helpful to win the first two games of the series, or at least just win tonight and kind of get yourself into the weekend feeling pretty good.
Yeah, the Friday win takes a lot of pressure off the next 2 days. And you know, obviously, if you can get the second win, you know, that win the series. But the Friday night win, especially on the road, takes a lot of pressure off the team.
So... you know, one thing that they have not done well, and hopefully they can do that this weekend, and this has been well documented, is the hitting with runners in scoring position and then adding extra outs to your opponent, whether it's walks or just not doing the little things defensively for whatever reason, right? Because there's just been some miscues that have cost you at times because you haven't scored enough runs or you haven't converted when you've had runners on the base pass to put yourself in a really good spot.
Yeah. I mean, a month ago when we were, not on this show, but on my own show, I said I was extremely concerned about the roster and the team itself because pitching wasn't the issue. It was your fielding percentage, which at the time was at 955, which is horrendous. And they've actually cleaned it up, and they've gotten that up to around 970. I mean,
why that's horrendous.
Because when you put a ball in play and you kick it, you allow an extra base runner. Extra outs. You give your opponents extra outs.
That particular number. What should that number be?
Anywhere from 975 to 985. You want to play clean baseball. That's clean baseball, 975 to 985. That's just good defense. We're at 970 right now, which is not bad. It's not great. It's not bad. It's not the best of the conference. It's not the worst of the conference. You're smack dab in the middle.
The problem is those miscues have come at the most inopportune times, and it's cost you because you either, A, haven't had a lead, mm-hmm. or it's allowed them to get a lead or extend an inning or insurance runs or things like that. Is where if you look at it on the whole, right, it's a small play, but then it becomes a huge play later on in the inning or later on in the
well,
game.
Well, think about Arkansas. You let a base runner on with an error. Then you have a chance to get out of that with a comebacker to the mound. Boom, you throw it away. Now, instead of getting two outs on that play, you end up with no outs on the play, and you have first and second, no outs. Then you hit a guy. Now you got bases loaded, nobody out, and you finally get a sacrifice fly out. Guy hits a medium death ball, and boom, game's over. Walk off. They're celebrating. They're tearing the guy's shirt off like he just won the World Series. And you're like, what the heck just happened?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why you extend the innings. You give them extra outs. You let them have another shot at it.
And then you haven't gotten those because there have been how many times where you've hit the ball right at somebody where they've just played you either A, perfectly, or you hit it to where they were as opposed to hitting it where they're not.
I'll say this.
And maybe that West Virginia series was the first time you actually got some breaks that went your way.
Yeah. I mean, you got one from a kid ball boy down the line. And I mean, and that, you know. God bless him, but I mean, we don't want that. It was an accident, and the kid felt terrible about it. But you know, at the end of the day, thanks. But
how mad would you have been if that had taken place in Morgantown?
If I would have been beside myself, and then that's the thing that you know, you hate it. You know, you don't want it to happen anyway, but it happens in every. I mean, you've seen major league ball boys run out there and pick up a live ball. You've seen fans pick up a live ball.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, it happens. And, you know, if it's a it just happens. But, I mean, it's a break that happened for Tech. I mean, a lot of things happened in that weekend, and you got out of some stuff. But the thing that hasn't happened for Tech a lot this year is those bounces go your way where a ball kicks the wrong way or it kicks off a glove or something like that.
Pebble or something.
Yeah, you know, it just seems like every ball you hit hard is hit right at a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a one-hopper. The guy who's fielding terrible at third base all of a sudden makes a Cal Ripken play, and he's throwing guys out and then putting a star by it in their scorebooks.
Yeah. Yates Sporting Center chat line is open. Here's a couple things.
Uh-huh.
These aren't very complimentary. Okay. Hey, Sneed, don't worry. This is from Dallas. I can remember many, many, many times over the years where Chuck makes a big deal about writing a check to make it go away with the things around his house that he didn't want or have time to do.
That's true. Okay, but it's...
That's rich for Chuck to give Sneed a hard time for hiring someone to mow his yard. Chuck's got a guy for everything. Not necessarily everything. But I do have.
Well, I just don't like the narrative that you put out there that I mow the front because everyone sees me do it, but I have a kid do the backyard because it's, you know.
All right. I'll stop with that, and then you stop with the Chuck hates New Home stuff.
I don't say anything about it. I'm not the one who went off on a rant about New Home when I was sitting right here.
Only
did you or did you not go off on a rant about New Home?
I did, but I don't hate them. I
mean, it sounded to me that day like you did.
I don't hate them.
I mean, I'm not.
Well, it sounded to me like that day that you did when you went out there without your shirt on to mow your yard so you could impress your neighbors.
Wait a second. Who has the Facebook picture of mowing the lawn in the rain with no shirt on? Is that me or is that you?
That was me.
This has been the Morning Drive Podcast, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of Double T 97.3 podcasts at DoubleT 97.3.com.